The ramp. The ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered the Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith.
And the ramp is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate and Sante Center for Healing, Monto. Yeah.
Thank you very much, yeah. DJ. I hope you guys had a fantastic Christmas. Of course, Christmas was this past Thursday. Spent some good time with family, had some good food, got some good presents. Oh, no, Ham. Did you not get the toy you wanted?
I got some socks and a Batman t-shirt.
So you got socks and a Batman t-shirt.
Yeah.
So it's like you're seven.
Is that what you asked for?
Actually, yeah.
Well, that's all you can really hope for then.
Well, I'm glad to hear you had a good Christmas.
Thank you.
Because if things had gone the way of one Ebo Anok, we all would have had a terrible Christmas. Now, we've always heard about people that are prophesizing the end of the world. You know, they'll pick a random date that's coming up. You know, I think the most famous one that I remember was the end of the Mayan calendar back in 2012. Was it December 21st?
Yes.
That was a big one. We were all waiting, and Ham and I were talking about this a little bit before the show. I remember that date thinking I was interning for the Texas Legends at that time. Hoping to be a point guard. Didn't get the job, but
not yet.
Still holding out. Still waiting for a call. But I remember on December 21st, 2012, thinking, God, I hope the world doesn't end with me at a Legends game. That would be so spare.
What's wrong with the Legends game?
I don't want to die with a bunch of G Leaguers. I don't know. Like, it wasn't even a Mavs game. It was basically just, they had Jared Cunningham, which he was okay, but I was like, this would just be a spare way to go out. As I'm watching, you know, the army of heaven take on the demons from hell, and the skies are falling, and I'm spending it with a family of four from Plano at a Legends game. It would have been a bad way to go.
With Ryan Medellin on the call.
Yeah.
Narrating the destruction.
With some old, you know, ESPN burnout, awesome, doing color commentary.
Did you ever get to meet that guy that dressed up as a clown? George?
That was really funny.
Is that a question for me?
You don't know about that? They have that section by the one of the goals, and it's in the back, and it's for the kids, and he's a clown, and he has, so that way to keep them distracted during the game, because obviously
don't
they don't like sports.
I don't think so, but that would have definitely made it more spare. If I'm sitting there holding the hand of the Legends clown, great, as we're waiting for the earth to separate into two. Hold my hand, clown.
The world's gonna end.
Here's a handkerchief, bud.
I shake his hand. It buzzes me.
Gotcha.
He squirts me from the flower on his lapel.
So old-timey. They don't do that anymore.
Hey there, devil.
Honks his nose. But Ebo Anok is a self-proclaimed prophet from the nation of Ghana.
Red flag.
And he announced
which
that
part?
Self-proclaimed prophet.
Yeah, well, it's not like Jesus was going to come down and go, this guy's got it, take his word. Have to be self-proclaimed.
Everyone else is wrong. This guy, though, he's on it.
Who else is going to speak to your visions?
So over the past year or so, he has been telling the world, telling his followers, that the world was going to be destroyed. It was going to be devoured by a massive flood on December 25th. And so he needed his followers, whoever would be willing to donate him money so that he could build arcs. Multiple arcs. So, old-timey wooden ships. Now, he has spent some of that money on building arcs. He's built 10
okay, maybe this guy's just into building boats.
Well, the problem is...
We're still here.
In addition, well, that's one problem. But the other problem is he bought a $100,000 Mercedes. He's like, look.
It's not going to float.
You guys don't want me to ride around in some beater, do you, while I'm trying to save the world?
Y'all are going
to
punish me for being efficient with the money and having leftovers and treating myself?
Like problem. I'm, I could, yeah. If I'm going to save you guys and the select few of Ghana to repopulate the earth after the flood, want a nice car while I'm doing it.
He'd probably share with whoever wants to.
Well, he got big on social media. He had a big Instagram following, and he was told that he had to build these ships by God because on Christmas Day the flood was coming. So now, you know, this is like his Super Bowl. As he knows, he's gripping the whole world. He's sitting there on Christmas Day just like, all right, how do I get out of this one? This is going to be real tough. Well,
there's got to be a flood somewhere.
Yeah, cause a flood.
Just give me a little rain.
Come on.
Just give me something. Well, of course, the world did not end on Christmas Day, and now he is having to backtrack. And he has told the world, guys, got another message here from God sent right here to my phone. You guys can't see it. He said the apocalypse just been postponed.
He called after 10 last night, and I don't answer my phone after 10, no matter who it is.
Silent.
Even if it says God, I'm not answering that phone call that late. It's probably a scam.
He literally only said the
but not me.
The
not
apocalypse me, has just been postponed. It'll be a later. Not even that it had been canceled.
That'd be an awesome tagline for
so
the
you
movie.
Guys like let's all celebrate that God did not find this world to be so heinous that he had to strike it with another flood. It's that it's still coming. So if you guys want to keep on donating.
Now we just got time to build more arcs.
Yeah.
Or buy more Mercedes.
Why not?
And he is obviously under a lot of fire because some of these people, like I feel like you always hear when you hear about these religious grifters when they're trying to predict the end of the world, some of them drained their life savings. Expecting this to be the end. And now they're standing there with their pockets turned inside out to really demonstrate how broke they are. And the best case scenario for them was to die in a flood, I guess, on Christmas Day.
We should all be so lucky.
And now they got nothing. And Ebo is flying around the streets of Ghana. In a $100,000 Mercedes.
An excessively nice Mercedes for where he lives.
With a bunch of really probably ragamuffin boats that he built.
Is there not any kind of grift laws in Ghana?
I haven't kept up in a while.
Like anyone can even...
Are there grift laws here? If you just solicit people for money for the apocalypse and they send it to you, are you even in the wrong? At some point, is it just on the people?
You mean legally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you be?
That's what I'm asking. Like, what is...
Should we become grifters?
We are already grifters. We're just not good at monetizing our grift.
We grift Cumulus.
Yeah. we grift a major company, but we could expand. I mean, Monty's got the followers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He appears Christ-like to some.
I'd have a hard time staying up on the cross, I think. I'd have to double back that thing.
We could have like a laying down cross. How about that? Like a bed cross where you just get in. That way you don't have to be suspended.
Yeah, guys, this one's not going to work for me.
Yeah, we need a more comfortable ADA compliant.
Got the foundation of a skyscraper.
Do you have a bariatric cross I can use?
Has the ADA approved this for handicapped use?
I don't think there's ADA crosses out there.
Look it up.
One time.
What?
But,
do it.
Yeah, we'll have to be on the lookout for the next guy. There's always these dudes here in America, too.
Yeah.
It seems like every couple of years there's a new guy that comes out and says, oh, you know, October 18th, that's going to be the end of the world. I mean, if you want to donate me all your money, you can, I guess.
If you want to save your soul, I mean, I would donate all my money to Work in Progress so they can save humanity.
No, I don't want an 88 compliant crosswalk.
Yeah, there's
that would be
those.
More helpful to me than the other one. Anyway, there is the story of Ebo Anok, and luckily he was wrong. And we're here, partying.
Jenner's George.
That's the clown's name.
Well, if the world ends, I'll look him up.